just comb the hair.
That's
so.
Right.
And what do you call the thing that a woman carries coins in, leather and fastens?
A purse. A handbag.
And if it's small and just to put money in?
Coin purse.
And what about something that you wear around your arm for decoration?
Bracelet.
And something that you wear around your neck?
Necklace.
Or a string?
Beads.
And would you ever use a pair of beads?
I don't believe I would say that. I've heard it, but a pair of earrings now.
Yes.
A pair of earrings.
And if a man doesn't wear a belt to hold his trousers up, he may wear...
Suspenders.
Have any other, remember
well,
any other words?
Well, I know of braces, but that's not tungsten. It's more English, I believe.
Right. What about galluses?
Yes, sure have.
Now, is there...
Jean Talmadge used to, I think.
This was
thought
trademark.
Thought it was galluses. Red galluses.
His trademark.
I do know that.
And the thing that you put up if it's raining, you say, I'm going to take my...
Umbrella.
And now we talk
parasol and umbrella.
Right. And what was the difference? The same?
I think I would have said that they were interchangeable, but you might think of a parasol as being more of a sunshade and an umbrella for the rain.
Right.
It, black ladies used to take an umbrella to
yes,
in the sun.
Protect them from the sun. And we talked about this one briefly. I don't believe we were recording, though, the different words for a cover that you use on the top of a bed during the day just for decoration.
Yes, that was, my husband says coverlet, and I don't know where that came from, but we used bedspread and counterpane.
Mm-hmm. And the two are usually two squares of padding that you put your head on.
Oh, pillow?
And the cover that goes over that you call
a bolster. Oh, no. Well, it can be a bolster.
What
pillow.
Is a bolster? Yeah.
Well, a bolster is a long pillow that goes all the way across the bed. At least that was what I grew up on because my mother had one for a big brass bed that they used.
But you don't use them anymore. You rarely see them.
Well, I don't know why they don't on king-size beds there.
Yes, instead of big pillows. There's three pillows and so forth.
That's right.
Have you ever heard the term pillow beer?
No. Are those things from other sections of
yes,
the country?
Yes,
that,
I presume so. Some of them I have never
they're
heard
just printed that
yes,
from
just their variants, you know. How would you say that the bolster is all the way across the bed? How would you say it goes?
All the way across.
And what is the, not a blanket now, but something you put on a bed for warmth that is washable?
Quilt.
And any other things you might put on a bed for warmth?
Oh, a comforter.
And what about a bed on the floor that you might put down?
That's a pallet.
I noticed that on one of these from, I think it was Ohio, that the man had never heard of pallet, and that was so surprising.
Yeah,
me,
we slept on pallets when all the cousins or something would come. And you know that children are then practically the same thing in that they use their sleeping bags
now,
when they have to spend the night cottage.
Now every child has to.
Oh, they want to have more than you have beds for.
Yes. And what about, how would you describe land that is very productive, that...
Fertile.
And what about the flat, low-lying land along a stream? It occasionally is flooded and spread.
That's, let's see, bottom land is what...
And low-lying grassland.
Well, now that's at the seacoast, isn't it? I mean, more.
All right,
and
what's
swampy.
All right.
Areas.
And if it's just, I think we maybe use it here just for pasture that's not very hilly. Do you have a word for that? If it's